Hello and welcome everyone to an episode of Why Should Your Team Win? A hockey podcast where I interview a fan from each of the NHL's 32 teams. And I'm your host, Katie, and today I have with me Riley. Yay, welcome to the
Hello.
Show.
Hello.
Hey, Riley. Tell me about your team and why do you cheer for them?
So my team is the Canucks, and cheer might be the wrong word for it. I have a very love-hate relationship with my team. I grew up, my dad initiated into me.
By the way,
yeah.
Yeah, the team is like kind of just being a ball of misery for me, but I'm infatuated with them regardless. It's been a lot of ups and downs, and I'm kind of notorious for hating on the team a little bit, but I just can't get rid of them. It's like a brain worm that I can't shake. So.
Oh yeah, especially it's been a tough season for you guys, for sure. Before I get into all that, can you tell me who your favorite Canucks player is? Could be all time or this season or
all time would probably be Luongo. He kind of inspired me to become a goalie. Like, he got traded around the time that I moved schools in about grade three, and they'd play like hockey at the tennis court during lunch, just like schoolmates. And I'd go there and I'd kind of pretend to be Luongo. So it was, yeah. And that run was pretty awesome. There was a few really good years there, and I love the Steens, but current favorite player would probably be Elias Pettersson. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah, he's a stud for sure. Let's see here. Do you have a memorable game?
A game
that sticks out in your mind.
I went to the last game of the season before they made their cup run. And it was Henrik earning his Art Ross. And it was, I think there was like 3 points between him and Ovechkin, and he ended up getting, I think it was 5 points or something like that. And his brother got a hat trick with like a between the legs goal, and everyone in the crowd was yelling MVP over and over again. It was probably one of the most memorable moments of my life. It was amazing.
That sounds pretty awesome. Yeah, they had a really awesome season. They won the President's Trophy,
yep.
I think back to back. And then,
yep.
That 2011 Stanley Cup run, game seven, where were you when the riot happened?
I was rollerblading in the tennis court because I was trying not to think about it. I think I left after the first period because I just couldn't take it.
Yeah, I think, you know, Canucks fans, you guys have been in the leagues. I mean, you have like your prehistory, pre-1970. But I'm just going to talk about 1970 to present. You guys have been in the Stanley Cup 3 times and have lost all three. So you guys know
all heartbreak. Three in game sevens.
Yeah. And also you guys know how to riot because there was a riot in 94.
Mm-hmm.
But it paled in comparison to the 2011 riots. There was like 1,000 people in 94 compared to 155,000.
Yeah. One of the wildest things about it was, and it was pretty cool. Outlasted. There was, they'd have like big screens up around the city, and you can go and like, there'd be a crowd around a screen and you could watch the game with people and experience. It was really cool, honestly. Obviously things ended up a little less than ideal, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as like people make it out to be.
Well, I think the reason it got so much attention because it went viral, you know, like compared to 94, where they had like grainy surveillance footage from like a gas station. Here it was like thousands of people with their smartphones, you know, so a lot of people also were compromised because of that too. They thought, you know,
yeah,
set
yeah.
this cop car on fire, and they're like, oh shit, I'm on Facebook. but no, I went down like the rabbit hole. I watched an old CBC video. CBC Canada video about the riot. And you know that famous picture of that couple kissing?
Yeah, the couple kissing, yep.
They actually ended up getting married and have a kid, and they live in Australia.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think I heard something about that. Yeah.
God's yeah, awesome.
It's super cool.
So you guys, Canadians, or that you guys know, heartbreak, especially this season. I'm kind of a little all over the place because I actually really like the Canucks, or the Canucks, because I am a big fan of Brock Besser.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because he went to University of North Dakota, and I tend to follow all former players.
Mm.
And you know, despite his handsomeness, he's actually a really awesome guy.
Yeah, yeah. There's been tons of stories about, like, yeah, how cool he is. I mean, he just seems like a great guy. And I mean, he's gone through more than anyone should have to go through. But yeah, he just seems like a great guy.
No, there were talks of him being traded, but that kind of was put to bed.
I don't think it's been put to bed. I think it's kind of just been something that's been ongoing for the last like three seasons. He's always been kind of one of those guys who's in trade rumors. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to see him go anywhere. I really like him, but it's also one of those things, like if he really wants to go back to Minnesota, I think they should do that.
Yeah, I think that's, I'd be okay with that trade to Minnesota for sure. So how did you feel about Horvat getting traded at the All-Star, pretty much? I mean, this season you guys lost, well, the management fired Bruce in like a horrible fashion. First, let's go to that. How did you feel about that? The whole hashtag Bruce, there it is, all that.
I thought it was fantastic. I was kind of, the hiring seemed weird to me. Like the whole situation with firing Green the way they did, a lot of it stunk of desperation and how they like kind of wanted to right the ship to get back into the playoffs, because I feel like ownership is just really just desperately wants to make that playoff revenue at all costs, and it doesn't really matter whether they actually have success or not. And I don't know, I felt like Green kind of got the short end of the stick a bit, and I felt the same way with Boudreaux. Like, I mean, he was by all accounts like a really, really, really great coach, and I think one thing that kind of goes under the radar a bit is the stories that came out after about how, you know, there's a lot of tragedy around the team, especially with like Besser and whatnot, and his dad. And there were stories about how he would, you know, go visit players and talk to them and, you know, just be there for them, and give them time when they needed it. And I think that's something that honestly you probably love when you're going through kind of a, whatever you want to call it, a retool or rebuild. And, yeah, it was very odd the way that they kind of discarded him and left him like in the dust. I mean, like
I know, yeah.
The whole situation around, I think Aquilini kind of wanted him to stay after his season, and Rutherford really, really wanted him out. And he was very public in the way that he wanted him out. And that was just ugly, honestly, the quotes that came out in the off season, and the fact that he had like the audacity to be like, I feel like everyone's making a big deal about it when he said the things that he said. It was, yeah, the situation was just abhorrent.
Yeah, the fans were definitely not happy, especially that, when did he get fired? It seems like a million years ago, but it was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was pretty recently.
But like, yeah, he was on the bench in the third period and he just kind of did a little wave to the crowd because the whole crowd was like, boosted it. You know, I think that's hilarious, but it's also sad to see him like that. And you know, the dude deserved respect. He's been in the league for over 40 years coaching and playing, and but you know, that's the ugly side of the business, I suppose. But let me get to Horvat. What kind of captain was he, and what was it like to lose him mid-season?
I think the Canucks have been really blessed to have a string of like really, really good captains. And he was definitely one of them. I think back to the bubble and how the team felt very empowered to speak up against being subjected to pretty awful conditions, whether it was before where, you know, they practiced and someone got diagnosed and they planned to play the game anyway, the NHL. Yeah. And I think it was Miller that felt empowered to come out and say that's bullshit. And there was the time in the bubble when people were rioting in favor of Black civil rights, and Horvat was one of the people that was at the forefront saying, "Yeah, let's like make a statement about this." He's always been a really good guy and not like outspoken for an NHL player. I don't think we expect a lot of NHL players, but yeah. He's definitely been, he was always really a great captain. And he's definitely missed.
So who do you think is going to be wearing that C next year?
Oh, it's the Canucks. So, you know, anything can happen, but, it has to be Patterson. I mean, mm-hmm. he's another one of those great guys. And I think that's the obvious choice.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, you guys have a lot of great players, like with Quinn Hughes. I've been following him and he's been really consistent his last couple of years. What are your thoughts on him?
He's had his ups and downs a bit. And that's definitely been in part due to injury. And it's difficult because the depth on the Canucks has been so tremendously bad on defense that he has kind of been stuck with a lot of bad partners. I've liked him with Bear. I think that he's finally got a guy that like isn't a complete liability on the ice.
Bear's on LTIR, no?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's kind of a lost season, so
yeah. Well, but, yeah.
but yeah, I mean, he's the best defenseman the Canucks have ever had. So,
well, and then I have a question about Tyler Myers, because I just spoke to a Kraken fan, and they didn't have nice things to say about him.
Yeah, he's not particularly good at NHL hockey.
I saw him collide with Kirill Kaprizov from the Wild, I think a few games ago. And he just looked like a Great Dane on skates when he collided in the Kirill. And I don't know, he's huge, that's all.
I have kind of hot takes about him. I feel like he's an awesome defenseman to have when you're rebuilding, because he's he's bad and he's fun. He makes like just comical mistakes. And it's just like, it's completely ridiculous. Sometimes it's just like, how does that man like have even like a brain cell in his head? Like there's just some decisions that make me just go like, oh, okay, all right, dude.
Well, and then you got this rookie Kuzmenko. Can you tell me about him?
Oh, he's adorable, and he's so creative on the ice. It's just so much fun to watch him. I've absolutely loved watching him play. I thought that, you know, maybe they should have traded him where they're at, but I'm not too mad because I just love watching him play, honestly. He's so much fun.
Yeah, he's sitting at 32 goals, the top of the Canucks goal leaders. And I was like, oh, is this guy in the running for the Calder? But he's too old, apparently.
Yeah. I think he's around like 26, 27.
Yeah. He's over 26 and that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
But speaking of trades, you just got Hronek from Detroit Red Wings.
Mm.
He's not even going to be playing this year, correct?
I think he's actually getting here in like a week, as far as I last heard. I think he's going to play this season. As far as he goes, I was kind of my first reaction to the trade was very, very negative. I'm just endlessly frustrated at how this team refuses to rebuild properly. But at the same time, like, he is a tremendous defenseman, and I look forward to watching him. It's gonna be nice. I mean, the Canucks defense has been so atrocious, so it's gonna be nice to actually watch like a semi-competent blue line.
So you're a goalie. What's your take on your goalies right now? Do you have four goalies? You got Demko, Martin.
And then Delia and Seelovs.
And he's the baby out of Latvia, no?
Yeah. I think he's 21. I'm good friends with David Kudrelli, and he fucking loves Seelovs. And kind of tracks him everywhere. I've kind of felt for a while that they should trade Demko just because they're not in a great position, and they should try to develop their next goalie. And it maybe looks like Seelovs could be that. The goalies haven't had a particularly good season. I mean, they haven't had much to work with the defense, but Delia has been a nice surprise. He's also a pretty fun goalie to watch.
Yeah, well, Demko, let's see. You guys are actually on a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Which some Canucks fans are like, oh man, we're out of the Bedard running now.
Yeah, it's very Canuck timing.
But that's kind of good, you know, like, you knowing that your team still has like the fighting spirit, so to speak, and you're, you know, not just obviously tanking. Let's see here. I'm all over the place. Do you have a team you hate losing against?
The Bruins, probably.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the only team I really feel strongly about anymore. Maybe the Oilers. I do like beating the Oilers.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm like all over the place. I took like 5 pages of notes, and none of it's in order. This is like how my brain works.
Yeah, I get it.
So, what are your hopes for this season? Because I usually ask people, you know, name of the show, why should your team win? But we know that's not happening for you guys this year. So, what are your hopes for the next season?
My hopes for the next season. My wish for next season, which is very different, would be taking a step back and trading some of the guys that they don't need. But as much as I wish that, I kind of know that that's not going to be the case. So what I want to see next season is a lot of steps from some of the younger guys. Like, I want to see Hronek kind of come into his own. I want to see Hoglander start to come into the lineup and be the star that I think he could be. I want to see Pod Colson get into the zone. There's a lot of guys who are like kind of testing the waters in the NHL a bit. And I want to see those guys do really well. I want to see Bear solidify himself as a top four defenseman. I feel like he's kind of never had a home in the NHL. He's kind of bounced around with teams that like don't really want to play him, and I wish good things for him. So that's one too.
Yeah. Well, I hope, you know, I feel for you Canucks fans, because it has been a dumpster fire season for you guys, but I think you guys will at least do better than the Blues.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just like, I don't really think of this season as a dumpster fire, because it's just been like the last decade has just been an absolute just pain in the ass. It's just more of the same. It's just at this point, it's just kind of just taking the small wins and having fun watching the young guys play and guys like Tyler Mars being disasters on the ice.
Do you ever get the chance to make it to any games?
Yeah, sometimes. I tend not to buy my own tickets because I'm kind of poor, but every so often my friends will take me to a game and it's fun.
Awesome. You got awesome friends.
Yeah, I do.
Well, Riley, that's all I got. Thanks so much for giving me your time.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice being here.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.